Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg News agriculture reporter Ilena Peng. The company behind M&M's and the Mars Bar is teaming up with an agriculture gene editing company to make cocoa plants that can better withstand the effects of climate change. Ilena, talk about this partnership. I mean, it sounds like it's a good idea for a company that relies on chocolate.
Yeah, for sure. So Mars basically announced that they're licensing gene editing technology from this company in North Carolina, Pairwise, that focuses on agriculture specifically. And what that basically does is it allows researchers to pick and choose specific characteristics that they want to edit in a cocoa plant. And Pairwise sort of compares that technology to a light switch that you can turn on and off. So it just speeds up the process of traditional crop breeding.
Does that, I mean, how much faith can they have in what the supplies will end up being?
It's yet to be determined in terms of like what Mars will aim to do with the technology, but they could use it to boost yields of cocoa plants. They could use it to make cocoa plants more disease resistant. And all of that ultimately will help to protect supplies. It's been a long time coming. Everyone has been talking for some time about the fact that cocoa was rather vulnerable to climate change and disease. So Mars actually back in 2018 already said that they would be spending quite a bit over a decade to help support the crop. But everything has gotten a lot more severe in the last year, just on the back of very severe crop shortages in West Africa.
Now, this is more than just M&Ms. I mean, we're talking about Dove bars. You know, around Halloween, it just is amazing how much they actually make. Is the company going to face any pushback for using genetically modified cocoa?
Yeah, well, there will be a little bit of a ramp up here, so we won't be seeing anything as recently as Halloween. Pairwise says that developing and testing gene-edited cocoa trees could take a couple decades, just given the fact that the trees take some time to grow and produce. So it's hard to know what consumers will feel like then. But for now, yes, there definitely has been some pushback. In the U.S., we do already have some gene-edited crops that are available, including some leafy greens that Pairwise actually worked on. And in the European market, which is very big for cocoa, there currently isn't much of a pathway at all for selling gene-edited foods. And lawmakers there are very much still debating whether they should be allowed to be sold commercially and what that will look like.
A couple of decades, huh, to you know, make these trees. We don't know what climate change is going to look like then.
Yeah, 20 to 25 years is what Pairwise said. It takes about 3 to 5 years for a cocoa tree to even start producing usually, even though gene editing could speed that up. So basically, you take the time that it takes to develop different varieties to test, and then the tree has to grow for several years before you can actually test. So it's a rather drawn-out process, even with technology like this that's trying to speed it up.
And how successful is Pairwise, you know, in the grand scheme of things? I know you said that they have done some leafy greens. They've worked with some companies, you know, in Europe. So it's a company that is being embraced.
Yeah, for sure. They've worked with a lot of the really big agriculture players, and a lot of what they focused on is boosting crop production and nutrition. So in addition to the leafy greens project I've mentioned, they've worked on corn, bananas, and coffee crops already. And then another interesting project I think that they've worked on is they developed a seedless blackberry. So now these are all sorts of things.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, I think the rationale was that it's something that consumers want and is easier to transport. And so these are all things that you could technically get to with traditional breeding too, but you just end up with a whole lot of blackberries before getting to that seedless one that you wanted.
And I wonder what they do with the experiments. Make pie?
I don't know. Yeah.
Something like that. Ilena, thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg News agriculture reporter Ilena Peng. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. For more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.